Share with you from 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, verses 14 through 17, and Colossians, the 3rd chapter, verses 9 and 10, that you've already heard in your hearing. Second Corinthians 5, beginning in verse 14, the Bible reads, "For the love of Christ constrained us, because we thus judge, that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore henceforth know ye no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Supporting scripture, Colossians 3rd chapter 9 and 10. "Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him." Have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Based on those verses, we like to use a thought of subject this morning: I'm not what I used to be. I'm not what I used to be. Just that kind of God, a God that we can always depend on, and a God that we truly trust and believe in this morning. We've heard it said so many times, can't nobody do us like Jesus. And if you've ever tried it, you will find that to be a true statement. For the Lord our God is a mighty good God. And he is worthy of all of our praises. We got to understand this morning that we all have an obligation to the spirit and the body of Christ. Every one of us got something that we can give God praise for. The time in which we're living now, we just need to be thankful that God has blessed us even yet to see another day's journey. Hallelujah. Whoever it was that said, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side. Anybody know you got the Lord on your side this morning? As long as you got Jesus, somehow, some way, things will work out for your good. He's just that kind of God, a God that we can always depend on, a God that we know that beyond a shadow of a doubt, he is always worthy. And God is so worthy this morning that sometimes when you don't feel like praising him, you ought to just praise him anyhow. Praise him because of who he is and for all that he has done. So I give God an honor to the Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ, this morning. I thank God for this day's journey, for yesterday has come and gone. And no matter what you went through yesterday, it's behind you now. Don't allow it to dwell. Don't allow it to continue to hold you back and to have you in a state where you just can't move forward. For we got to continue to move forward, pressing toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We are not here by accident, but by divine will of a mighty God. And so we're just thankful that God is who he is. We are thankful that God has done all that he has already done. And we glorify him for the things that we yet expect him to do. There was one that said on one occasion, "Be patient with me, for the Lord is not through with me yet." Any of us feel like you're yet still a work in progress? Of all the mountains, all the toils, all the things that you've already gone through, God is still right there by your side. So the Lord says to us this morning, don't give up. Continue to trust in him. Believe that he will do exactly what you need him to do. And you know, the saints of old said, he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. So, you know, we serve that kind of God this morning, a God that, as we talked about on last week, that is unchangeable, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same God that was with us in here last Sunday morning, he's still here right now. The good thing is when we left up out of these doors on last Sunday, God was right there waiting on us to come on the outside, knowing that the enemy was already busy. Enemy's always on his job. But I'm so glad that I serve a mighty God this morning. Songwriter saying it's another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. Words that we should all take to heart for the grace and mercy shown upon us. That we are here on this another Lord's Day, a day of rejoicing, a day of thanksgiving, a day for us to share our love one with another, a day for us to mend our aughts one with another. For we don't know what day might be our last day. We don't even know what second may be our last second. God knows all of these things. Another week has come and gone, and regardless of what kind of week it was, it's good to be able to say this morning, we made it. Yes. Made it through another week's journey. Yes. Somebody's glad about that. Yes. Somebody had trouble. Somebody had to climb high mountains. Somebody had to look and realize that God was still right by their side. And I'm so glad that our God is good and he is just, and God is a God that is without respect of persons. He loves all of us. He died for all of us. And it is God's desire that we all should be saved and live so that in that great getting up morning that we shall be able to go with him and live eternally in heaven where there will be no more trouble, no more heartaches, no more sickness, no more pain, nothing but joy, unspeakable joy. A place where we will rest from our labors. That we have, then we got to understand that as we go, we want to go and know that God will welcome us there. And then when we get there, you think you've had some happy and some good days down here. But if we get on the other side, hallelujah, Jesus. We got to follow the will of God and don't look back looking for nobody or nothing. Everything that you left behind, leave it behind. Once you get inside the gate, you don't want nothing else anyway. Hallelujah. Anybody trying to get in the gate? It is up to us this morning to make the decision to live for Christ, to offer even our own bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him. To live so that he may be, that we might be used by him. Understand this morning that when we say that we want to be used by God, that does not mean that you are sort of a candidate for ministry. There are so many things that you can do for the will of Christ, opposed to adding a title on your name. All you got to do is be a child of the King. Every one of us, if we know the good news, if we believe the good news, we can help somebody along the way. You can tell God, you can tell your friends all about how God has delivered you and how God was patient with you. Anybody know that some of us was a hard rock to crack? We had to almost hit the bottom before we realize that God was right there all the time. We look for him and find that he is always right there. I'm glad to know this morning that I serve a mighty God. And whoever it was, to the first one that said Jesus is the best thing that have ever happened to them, I believe it speaks for all believers this morning. Because when you look in this old world of ours, the lives that we live and all the many things that we tried and things that we did not try. If you ever tried Jesus, you found out that he's the best thing. God is good even when you don't feel good. God is good when you've been bad. God is good when you caught up into all of your other things. God is still right there. Today is just another day. We have the privilege to serve him, to allow him to lead and to direct our very path. Look back over our life. We have so much to be thankful for. You don't have to look very far. You just remember yesterday and be thankful. Because somebody that was here yesterday, not here today. Somebody that had trouble yesterday, trouble has ceased. God will bring you through all those things that you got to go through. Sometimes when we read that fourth verse of the 23rd Psalm, yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. We're under that shadow right now. All day long, you was under that shadow yesterday. But even being under the shadow, God decided that he wasn't going to pick you just yet. But all of us have our appointed time. We got to trust that God will do all that we need him to do. For it has been said that if it had not been God who was on our side, too many times in life, we take the credit for where we are in life. Take the credit for all of our accomplishments. Take the credit for all the things that we enjoy in life. But everything we got comes from the Lord. He's the one that have made a way for us. I'm glad that I read that his love is so great. They allow his blessings to shine on the just as well as the unjust. When it rains, it just don't rain on certain folk. But it rained on all of us. What if you are a farmer and you live beside another farmer and the Lord just allowed the rain to just rain down on his garden? Never did let a drop fall on your garden. It wouldn't be anything that you could do about it. But you began to question, Lord, why? Why is it that Brother Jones always getting some water? And look at my crops. My crops are withering. They're about to die. You got to know that God is a just God. Brother Jones might be a mean man, but God is blessing him. Don't begin to be covetous of what somebody else got. Don't worry about where somebody else is. Don't worry about how bright or how good it looked on the other side of the fence. Find out that grass is all, it might be greener, but it might not do what it needs to do. A lot of times you get over on the other side and you get on that green grass, you'll find that sometimes you wish you stayed where you are. Everything that looks good is not good. There are things in life that we have tried and we found out that that's just not for me. But just because it's not for you, don't be mad because my pearl like it. You got to understand that God is the God of all of us. All of us, brothers and sisters in Christ, get so caught up in our family. My family this, my family that. But if you are a believer this morning, we are all just one big family. Many members, but yet one body in Christ. Now, when we think about the family of God, you can bring it close to home when you get into your immediate families. And if every one of our families, we got some folk that's going to do right. And we got some folk that just won't act right. I don't care what the occasion is. Wedding, funeral. We're cut up. Birthday celebration. You didn't get invited because you don't know how to act. You can't have any and everybody in the same place. Sad as it is, even family members. Some of us, troublemakers, instigators, always throwing the rock high in our hand. It's always their fault. I wouldn't be in the condition that I'm in if it had not been for Uncle Jody. Every man, every woman got to live out his own soul salvation. We look at our families and we find that Paul was very accurate when he said, all have sinned, come short of the glory of God, born in sin, shaped in iniquity. And yet God has been good to us all. Anybody remember your yesterday? Now, I'm not talking about your sugar-coated yesterday. I'm talking about the real you. Sometimes you got to look in the mirror and see the real deal. Sometimes even when you look in the mirror right now, you can say, Lord, I thank you from whence you brought me from. God has brought us all a mighty long way. We consider our sinful state, that time in our life that we were living for self and we didn't think about prayer or what happened in other people's lives. All we thought about, as long as I got what I got, everything, or what I want or what I need, everything is going to be all right. Now we can read, and we heard the good news knowing that the wages of sin is death. If we die in sin, then hell will be our home. So we thank God that many of us decided to make some changes and try Jesus, same one that we know to be unchanging, holy and just, all-knowing and merciful. And he is merciful to all mankind. In order to escape sin's wrath, the first thing we have to do is cry out to the Lord our God for salvation. We have to change from our wicked ways. And we can't be too proud to confess our faults. Some of us are in denial. That's why we haven't crossed over to the other side. Some of us can see all the faults in somebody else, but fail to realize that we have some faults of our own. Now, I wonder this morning how many of us would be honest enough to say that I'm saved and I'm sanctified, but I still make some mistakes. You can cover it up with the robe, but you just covered up the body. You can't cover up the sin. Looking at your flesh, sinful flesh. And the only way to get on the other side, you got to let go of your pride. The Bible declares in Romans 10:9-10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, that shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So we have to open up our mouths, confess to God, and believe in our heart that we shall be saved. Now, when you open up your mouth, and you confess to God, then your confession is between you and God. And how many of you are so glad to know that God hears and he understands? There's nothing that God will not do. Someone had to die so that we might have life. We get all excited during the Christmas holiday. You hear it say over and over again, Jesus is the reason for the season. But that same Jesus that we glorify in December, we ought to be able to lift him up every month of the year. If you're a believer, you ought to be able to lift him up every day of the year. Now, I'm not saying that you got to be holier than thou. Some of us are religious fanatics. Only thing come out of our mouth is Lord, 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 Lord. But every now and then, you got to talk about something else. Got to talk to your friends, and you got to let people know that there are not that many conditions into getting salvation. It's just as easy as opening up your mouth, telling God all about your faults, your sins, and your trouble, and believe that you told it to a God that is listening. And not only is he listening, but he can do something about it. When we read in the book of Romans, 6th chapter, the Bible declares, what shall we then say? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead, by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. These are more than mere words. If we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him. When we partake of God's Holy Communion, when we reflect back on Calvary, when you visualize your God hanging on Calvary's cross, and as he hangs there and as the blood streams from his body, you got to understand that your sins are why he is there. My sins, that's why he's there. And so when I began to think about that, the Bible says the dead by the glory of the Father, even so also should walk in newness of life. Where we've been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that the old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. Of all that you've done in your life, there's nothing that can hold you like the power of sin. You got to be willing to let it go. You got to be willing to be honest with yourself. Know that there's something about that old man, corrupt in his nature, an inward tendency to allow evil and sin to abide. But once we develop a relationship with Christ, then we take on the new man. The old man ought to be gone. There are those of us that have heard the terminology straddling the fence. That's like holding on to the old, trying to hold on to what you're getting new. How many of you know you can't wear both those coats at the same time? You got to make a decision. I'm either going to be on one side or I'm going to be on the other. The word of God says, if you're lukewarm, then God will spew you out of his mouth. Too many of us have been hot and on fire for the Lord. We've allowed the things in this old life to make us forget where God has brought us from. When we think about putting on the new man, we got to realize that we got to change some things in our life. The Bible says we got to mortify ourselves. We got to know that we got to take God for who he really is. We got to know that the wrath of God will come against the children of disobedience. We got to also understand that we walk sometimes when we live in them. But now also we put off those things. Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Here's a good one. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds and put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Somebody might say, I used to lie all the time. Now I've asked the Lord to clean out my mouth. Give me a new word to say. Give me something to say that will be beneficial to who God wants me to be. It does not matter who we are, Greek, Jew. It doesn't matter how smart we are. Sometimes we begin to think that we are better than other folk. But I want to let you know this morning that you got to therefore put on the elect of God. You got to be holy and beloved. Bowels of mercy and kindness. Humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering. Forbearing one another, forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel with any other, even so Christ has forgave you. We got to learn how to forgive one another. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfection. We got to learn how to love one another. And if we love one another, God will do what needs to be done. And I just come by just to say a few words this morning. That the God that we serve, if we take off the old man and put on the new man, then God will bless us exactly where we are. For the love of Christ constrained us, that because he is the one judge, the one that died for us all, the one that we can always depend on. And even though God died henceforth, therefore, we also died with him. But I'm so glad that he got up early that Sunday morning, had all power in his hand. For if you're a believer of the power of Christ, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I'm so glad that I got some new things in my life. There's a change that got to be made. You got to do some regeneration. You got to find out that you got to live in a sinful nature. You got to know that God is right there by your side. And I just stopped by to let you know, because of sin, God died for all of our sin. God paid the price that we might have the right to the tree of life. And I'm so glad I'm not what I used to be. Used to be a wretch undone. But the Lord is right here by my side. And I just want to let you know this morning that you got to serve God. You got to trust God. And you got to believe that God will do what you need him to do this morning. And I'm thankful to take off the old man and to put on the new. But even being the new man, as long as you're in flesh, you're going to need the Lord. There has to be a transformation. Your mind, your heart, and your will to do what God would have you to do. When the Lord God gave me that thought, I'm not what I used to be, I was so excited. Sometimes you got to do the best you can. And continue to move forward. For truly we serve a mighty God. A God that is worthy of all of our praises. I have decided that on those days when the enemy say no, I'm going to continue to say yes to the Lord. Because the fact of the matter is that all of us have sinned and come short. And all of us that consider ourselves to be believers this morning, if you are a believer and you're trusting the power of God, then you've taken off the old man and put on a new man. You are a new creature in Christ Jesus. If anybody ever told you, you know, you don't act like you used to act. Some of the things that you used to allow to come out of your mouth, those things don't come out anymore. Every now and again, you may have some little slips, but they're light ones. they're not like what they used to be.